We've made it to a bridge closer to the bay now for stop number 3 of the Hayward Shoreline Audio Tour, where Phil continues to point out some of the natural and man-made features here.
Well, historically, there was a slough here, and now it's been widened and enhanced and carries the water all the way up to the interpretive center. The important part here, of course, is that the water is breached, is enhanced, that is, the channel is enhanced. Historically, this was one of the primary docks, the Johnson Landing in Hayward. You can't help but see these levees, which are obviously artificial, but some of these levees go way back to the late 1800s. Early 1900s, when the salt manufacturing became an important industry here. And in fact, in one of the levees, you can actually see leaning one of the old Archimedes screw pumps that was used to move the water from one salt pond to the next as they dried them out and removed the water by sun, solar action, until you finally had enough dry salt to scrape up and put into a pile and put into packages and sell. And if we walk from the Hayward Shoreline Interpretive Center across the 92 freeway, we can find some more complete structures of that sort. And further down in these Cargill properties, they have some reconstructed totally. But the center does have a little miniature, so children can actually see how this works. It's a very finely built replica of the old Archimedes screw pump, as it was called. The outer levees, where the bay edge hits, are very carefully monitored, and primarily through the East Bay Regional Park District, who has taken responsibility for that. So many storms come here and destroy parts of these levees that hold that water where it is. So in the meantime, we don't get all this marsh being actually washed away. You can actually see the edges of this channel that look like scalloped, and they actually have eroded in and then are built back out. Most of the ducks that come here, 8, 9, 10,000, 30,000, are coming from far north, nesting near the Arctic and the subarctic. I have to put my binoculars up because we're too far away for me to identify all of them, but I see northern shoveler, I see ready ducks, I see pied-billed grebe, there are mallards, and there are northern pintail. So you can see that there's quite a few different kinds of ducks. And the numbers, if we were to make a really quick estimate, I would guess there's about 400 to 500 ducks that are scattered over there. The two ponds, though, have islands within them. There's a double pond. Both of the islands that I'm looking at were places where very important shorebird nesting takes place. And the terns, the Forster's terns, nest in this place, too.
While we're going to end our part of the tour on this bridge overlook, I asked Phil what we can see if we were to continue on the trail.
Well, in about 3 miles, you'll get through the Howard Cogswell Marsh, which was named in honor of Professor Cogswell, who's passed away now, and was actually my mentor. Along that way, you get to walk right along the edge of the bay, looking right directly at the wildlife and clear across the great views of Brisbane and South San Francisco and San Mateo. Along this walk, the two bridges that you cross will have beautiful, spectacular views of the mudflats and the birds that will be right there under you. In fact, it's one of the closest view spots to see ruddy turnstones and black-bellied plovers and the curlews. And finally, you get to Mount Trashmore, which is the only little low hill out here. It was an old garbage dump and closed in about 1948. And then finally get to the parking lot for the Hayward Regional Shoreline, run by the East Bay Regional Park District.
And Phil tells me that the whole walk is about a 6-mile round trip, which I highly encourage you to take. I want to thank Phil Gordon for being our outstanding guide. We do have other audio tours for you produced by the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Just visit yourwetlands.org and then click on Audio Tours. Thank you very much. I'm Jerry Kay.